At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, back? Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, live from 1040 O Street. Once again, I want to thank Greg Smith for coming on. National guy from Rivals. Need to get his for sure title, but it's always good with his insight. And then obviously, you know, kind of went into what Coach Cooper brought, but then also what Coach Butler is going to be able to do with the work that was done before. So either way, always good to have him on. Providing insight in the comings and goings and where Nebraska could, you know, possibly go. But we alluded to it before. I sent Austin this, or sent you this, Austin, earlier today, you know, about the blue bloods. And Nebraska is obviously a old school blue blood. And so it was a tweet by Andy Staples. And he says, college football blue bloods. And they here's what everybody calls, or here's what he thinks the who are blue bloods right now: Bama, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Michigan, Georgia, Notre Dame, Texas, USC, and Penn State. What's your initial thoughts on that?
Woof. Woof. Yikes. Bama, yes. Ohio State, yes. Oklahoma, sure. Michigan, makes sense. Notre Dame, okay. The other four? Oh, boy.
USC?
Oh, boy.
How?
USC had, like, two good runs in school history. Georgia is a new blood.
Right.
Georgia's UConn, essentially. Right. Right? Yeah, they had the
and
title
not even now,
back in the 80s.
Not even UConn. They're, Georgia's just recently a blue blood.
Georgia and Clemson are very similar in terms of overall resume. Texas? Are you kidding me? Texas wants to be.
And Penn State?
Penn State and Nebraska are very comparable for the last 30 years. And Nebraska has more before Penn State.
Yeah. I mean, where do you even get Penn State? They're the ultimate letdown.
Seriously, though.
They're the Chris Paul.
Even like the natty that they won under Paterno wasn't legit.
Right.
Move the sideline against Nebraska.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Penn State, absolutely not. No.
Yeah.
Texas, no.
And I don't know where you could – Penn State, it'd be different. You know, if he would have had Oregon in there, I could say, okay, just because of brand awareness, right? Now, Oregon – now we're gonna go to this, the next step. Contenders. Florida State. LSU, hold on right here. We got a call coming in. Florida State, LSU, Clemson, Nebraska, Miami Hurricanes, Florida, Auburn, Tennessee, Oregon. Do you like that? Do you see anybody in those contenders that should be up there with the real deals?
Florida State and Nebraska. First of all, we don't need 9 blue bloods. That's too many.
Right.
Right. That's not exclusive enough of a list. I mean, there's 128, 131 teams playing FBS football this year. To have 9 of them, that's almost 10% of your schools being blue bloods. No, that can't be the case. When we're talking about 5, maybe 6 in college basketball out of 330 programs. So first of all, 9 is far too many for college football. Florida State under Bobby Bowden had the longest, what was it, top 10 streak in history. That's incredible.
Right.
Nebraska has the longest streak of weeks ranked in the AP poll. That's got to count for something, right? Florida State has the national title under Jimbo, right? So it's not just Bowden, and that's it.
It's more recent. Yeah, more recent than Nebraska, obviously, too.
Right. Arguably should have been in the college football playoff this last year.
Yeah.
Nebraska, 900 win program. Not a lot of those other schools can say that. Most of them can, but not all of them.
Right.
USC, down to the dump stretch. Penn State, down to the dump stretch. Texas, unrealized potential. Georgia, had a good run in the 80s, not a lot in the 90s. Okay in the early to mid 2000s. And then really picked it up.
Yeah.
Right? They're good. There's not a bad program here. But the first four, Bama, Ohio State, Oklahoma, and Michigan, slam dunks. The next five I can quibble with, Notre Dame's probably in. But LSU and Texas are very similar. Georgia and Clemson, very similar. Miami, I'm willing to give you, right? They're running right. The 80s, a little bit through the 90s, backseat with Florida State and Florida, but then back again in the early 2000s,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Florida, I'm not buying. Auburn, little brother to Alabama in every respect. Tennessee, absolutely not. And Oregon?
Just brand awareness.
Yeah, no.
So that's what text line, give us your definition of a blue blood. Like, is it recent success, overall body of work, or a combination of both? Because obviously, if we're going off recent right now, Nebraska wouldn't even be contender.
No.
I mean, heck, Iowa would be in there just because of the amount of wins they win. You know, you could argue for some other schools. But Penn State, I'm not really sure where you get it at because there hasn't been a ton of recent success. I mean,
Not for the hype.
I think they haven't hit expectations. It's been let down, right?
Penn State has won four national championships. Their most recent was 1986. Before that, it was 1982. Before that, 1912.
That don't count.
Are you kidding me?
Unknown Texter says all-time wins category. We're going to get into that next. They have FBS all-time win tiers, right?
Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Penn State. Your stadium is big. That doesn't make you a blue blood.
USC, if you go overall, I could see it because when you had Marcus Allen and all those guys, you know, they've had some legendary teams, legendary players. Now, they took a huge downturn where they were embarrassing for USC. Mm-hmm. Then when Pete Carroll came there, then you had Lane Kiffin, and then you've been teeter-tottering on kind of like the Dallas Cowboys. You know, you paid Lincoln Riley a King's ransom, haven't got a return on investment. You had the Heisman winner, obviously, in Williams, but you haven't lived up to expectations. And that's where you are recently. Like, you know, where were they? 7-6 or whatever they were, right? And then you got Texas. I don't know. I mean, I guess Texas just gets the benefit of the doubt because it's Texas and they tell you that they're big and bad and they're, right? I mean,
Texas won titles in 63, 69, 70, and 2005.
Okay.
That's it. They don't have 900 wins as a program.
Right. And
they only have two Heisman winners. Like USC with all its Heisman winners.
Right. That's okay, what I'm saying. Sure, iconic players, right. Iconic plays.
LA.
Blitz, yeah, great. I can.
No.
Yeah.
No, Texas, no.
And I think I'm okay with Oklahoma. At first, I wasn't okay with I'm okay with Oklahoma.
They had a couple really good luck. Runs.
I mean, with the Stoops run, they were legit. Even Lincoln Riley. Obviously, with Switzer, they've been legit, and even before that,
Bud Wilkinson.
Yeah, they've had four different coaches, really good runs. That's legit. Michigan, definitely legit.
Yeah.
Ohio State, legit. Bama, legit. Then that second group, Georgia, nah. I mean, right now, yes, you're the dominant. You're the dominant program, and they should be the odds-on favorite to win this year. Them and Ohio State, Notre Dame's
legit. A lot of Heismans, a lot of wins, a lot of college football history.
Notre Dame, new Rogne and all that. Yeah. And you get the Notre Dame definitely gets the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And they've had some iconic players and they've done it for a long period of time.
Yeah.
They really have. So I get them. But Texas, SC, Penn State, Georgia, I got a problem with.
Big problems.
Yeah. And then, you know, if I'm LSU, I probably have a little bit of an issue because we got some recent success. Now, I'm compared to the four that I said, right? Recent success. They won one with Nick Saban. They've always been a legit team. Now they haven't been an iconic status or a blue blood, but if I'm LSU, I'm looking at those dudes. Why are they in there? I'm not. If I'm LSU, I would say, why is Penn State in there right now, and we're a contender?
Let's see here. All right, so Penn State, 908 wins, 4 conference championships, 4 national championships. LSU, 12 conference championships, 813 total wins, 5 national championships.
Right.
And 3 Heisman winners for LSU, 1 for Penn State.
And then here's the asterisk or the caveat to it. An iconic team. That's like Nebraska. When you start to think about the best teams of all the time, you say Nebraska, the Miami team, LSU. And there's some USC, those 4.
And Oklahoma, maybe.
Oklahoma, yeah. Right? So when you're in the top 10, you got what I think that weighs in on the blue blood. Mm-hmm. This is really interesting. Obviously, I think it's all subjective based on the age of who's making the list, who's giving information, the eye test. And I will say this, we got it. We're going to get into some of the text here at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. We'll take a quick break here pretty soon. I will say this. It can be clouded by your recent good play, your recent bad play, but then also the perception because of we've had a lot of turnover, made the news for wrong reasons. So then, I will say this, and this is the honest to God truth. In the NFL locker room, you get a temperature of how good you really were and how dominant you really were.
Mm.
Bruce Smith asked me about the black shirts.
Woo.
Right? That's the only thing he said to me. Tell me about the black shirts. Everybody talked about the black. Sam Cowher talked about the black shirts. Everybody did. Sam Rogers didn't because he went to Colorado. He was hating. He had a big bunch of haterade. What I'm saying is this is Nebraska was so dominant and so consistent, 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s, that the whole land, and this is, other teams were like it as well. The whole landscape, this is why people are waiting for the downfall of Alabama. Trust me, watch. People will celebrate beating up on Alabama if they're not up to snuff. People were waiting for the downfall in Nebraska because it was, now the national championships came, the 3, but it was consistently being there, right? Mm-hmm. Consistently. Like, how are you in the middle of Nebraska constantly winning 9-10 games, right? So that's, I think, also where the negative bias is against Nebraska because you got some people out there still licking their wounds and still upset even because their dad is telling them, man, I hate Nebraska. Because on the flip side, right, the NFL locker room, all these guys playing at these different schools, they respected Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
When Clemson beat Nebraska and won their only national championship, I think the quarterback or a guy on his last name was Perry, down in Charlotte. We did like a charity event for Levine Hospital or something like that, golf thing. And he found out I went to Nebraska and he had his chest poked out like he was playing against me. Like they beat Nebraska and won a national championship. But what I'm saying is why Nebraska is a contender right now is based on some of those, assumptions. And also like they were waiting for the downfall of Nebraska, but Nebraska is definitely a blue blood. I always say this, guy came up to me and he was actually a former Hurricane, played, in the 80s. So a little bit after my dad and, when Schnellenberger, I think, was there. And he always said, and I'm going to ask you about, I want you to think on that Miami a little bit. All right. I want you to think on it a little bit. He said, when Miami and Nebraska, and this is when Miami beat Notre Dame. Remember when they beat Notre Dame down there?
Catholics, convicts, all that.
A few years ago, he said, college football is in the right place when both Nebraska and Miami are relevant. So that lets you know you're a blue blood. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to text line. We appreciate you blowing us up. We'll read all your texts. We're going to read the text, but I want Austin to stew over the U because you got to think always, Austin, before you was even a thought, how Schnellenberger came in there and was going into North Miami and setting the party off to Jimmy Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, Dennis Erickson now. And then you had, was it Al, was it Croker or whatever his name
Larry
is?
Croker.
Larry Croker. I mean, then him. They had a run now. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had a and they haven't been around that long.
They've not.
So everybody, we're going to put Austin on blood. We're going to put him on the spot, see if he really wants to get the family, the second family school into the blue blood conversation. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.